Here we are, getting ever deeper into the digital age, but how comfortable we feel here is likely a function of how old we are, says Sebastopol-based psychologist Dr. Ofer Zur. He sees a clear generational split, with digital natives on one side and older digital immigrants on the other.
Digital immigrants are the people who had to be immigrated to the digital land. That means they learn about computers and the internet in their 20s or later. Digital natives were born into the digital world and they were introduced to it from the formative years where the brain continued to develop significantly.
Certainly older folks can and do acclimate to life online. The difference, Zur says, lies in how natural it feels.
You and I grew up with the ethics of you go to work at 8 and you finish at 4, and if you want to play, you play on the weekend or you play after 4. They don't have the sense of this separation. They check their Facebook, whether they're at work or whether they're at school or on a weekend. So the separation between work and play is not as distinct.
But it's not just behavioral. Zur says there are actually differences in the ways that younger, wired brains process information.
The neural process is much less linear. They can multitask and hop much better than your brain or my brain. You see young people right now doing the homework. They do perhaps one paragraph response to a question from the teacher, then go to the Facebook, then go check the online game, or then whatever the scoring on the college ball. So they are multitasking as well as hopping. So the neural processing is very different.
One downside to living online so much, he acknowledges, is the darker behaviors that emerge when individual identities are allowed to remain hidden, enabling cyberbullying and flame wars in comment areas. But Zur also sees an upside to textual communicating, which he says can actually promote interpersonal intimacy.
There are many people that actually will interact better via text or email rather than face-to-face. Like if I get into argument with you face-to-face, you and I may say things that we didn't really mean and will be very hurtful. If I get an email, you say something and I can not respond, take the time and read the email after I went for a little walk, it can be much more interactive and much more intimate. The same thing can go with texting.
Yes, there's no question that the pace of life has sped up for everyone in these hyper-connected times, but Zur sees that as neither good nor bad, just different.
I think there's much more play in modern world. The young ones mix school and play and work. On the other hand, there is stress when we see the cyberbullying and the unkindness online. So there's faster pace. We see some increase of stress. But, you know, when I think about the agricultural revolution and people working in the field 16 hours a day, there was different kind of stress and diseases and mortality of people at age 40. So we see different kind of stress, but we definitely increase pace of life. So then we have also a lot of stress reduction and meditation programs online.
Dr. Zur is the founder of the Zur Institute, which offers online continuing education courses for mental health professionals, as well as free informational resources for the general public on a wide variety of topics, including those mentioned in this interview. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.